USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress is coming closer to a vote on a coronavirus relief bill. Lawmakers reportedly overcame a roadblock from Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey over the powers granted to the Federal Reserve in the original CARES Act. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he feels a deal is just hours away. Even though the final legislation has not been released, it is expected to include a $600 direct payment as part of the $900 billion package. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine tells CBS News he thinks that package will get an overwhelming bipartisan vote.
I feel very, very good about it. Extending unemployment benefits for folks who are hit the hardest, $600 check for an adult and a $600 check for a dependent in a family that is lower and moderate income, housing assistance, food assistance, small business assistance, and then sizable funding both for health care and vaccinations and K-12 and higher ed institutions. It's a very needed package.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A Centers for Disease Control panel laid out a list of the next group of people that should receive a COVID vaccination. The panel said Sunday that frontline essential workers and all persons 75 and older should be next up to receive the shots. The guidelines defined frontline essential workers as first responders, teachers, postal service workers, public transit workers, grocery store employees, as well as those in the manufacturing, food, and agriculture industries. That group includes about 30 million people. Several European nations have introduced travel restrictions on the United Kingdom, citing the spread of a new strain of coronavirus in the south of England. Belgium, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, and the Netherlands have all ended flights to and from the UK, with an EU meeting scheduled Monday to discuss a coordinated response to the outbreak. The new variant of the virus hasn't been proven to be more deadly, but is about 70% more transmissible. The UK set a daily record for new cases on Sunday with more than 13,000 new infections. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
With many of the top members of the Trump administration receiving or in line to receive a COVID vaccine, when will President Trump roll up his sleeve? The Surgeon General says right now is not the right time for him. Dr. Jerome Adams tells CBS's Face the Nation that because of the treatments that President Trump received when he had COVID, it's recommended that he should wait for the vaccine.
From a scientific point of view, I will remind people that the president has had COVID within the last 90 days. He received the monoclonal antibodies, and that is actually one scenario where we tell people maybe you should hold off on getting the vaccine. Talk to your health provider to find out the right time.
SpaceX wrapped up a very busy 2020 with one more launch on Saturday. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
SpaceX closed out a record year by launching its 26th Falcon 9 rocket Saturday to put a classified National Reconnaissance Office satellite into orbit. The launch from historic Pad 39A at Kennedy Space Center atop 1.7 million pounds of thrust had launched at 9 a.m. Eastern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And early action in the NFL Sunday saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come from behind in the second half to beat the Atlanta Falcons 31-27. The Miami Dolphins beat the New England Patriots 22-12 to eliminate the Patriots from playoff contention for the first time in 11 seasons. The Baltimore Ravens blew out the Jacksonville Jaguars 40-14. The Dallas Cowboys held off the San Francisco 49ers 41-33. Seattle survived a fourth-quarter comeback attempt to beat Washington 20-15. And the Chicago Bears beat the Minnesota Vikings 33-27. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.